Welcome back to the Twins pregame lineup card. It's time now for a Twins on the Town community update, the heart of Twins territory. It happened in a moment. When Craig Breslow was 12 years old, his 14-year-old sister was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and both of their lives changed.
I was 12 years old. I was in sixth grade, and you know, it's kind of daunting the impact that something like that has on your life and kind of your outlook, I think, is, you know, kind of changes things.
Forever changed by the moment he learned about his sister, Breslow has sought a way to give back. In the offseason, he formed the Strike 3 Foundation to raise awareness and funding for children's cancer research. Run by Breslow, his family, and his best friend Joe Lizza, it's been full steam ahead ever since.
We went full core for about 2 months straight every single day. We had to get the pay, even in spring training, that's all he did. I mean, it was nonstop, because we both said to each other, either we're going to jump in or we're not going to do it.
In March, the foundation teamed up with CureSearch and the Children's Oncology Group, the largest pediatric research collective in the world. Dr. Gregory Riemann is the chair of that group and says that organizations like Breslow's are necessary to make advancements in the field.
At one point, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, the most common childhood cancer, the median survival was 6 months. Less than 10% of children survive more than a year. And now 80 to 85% of children with that same disease are cured.
Yet over the past decade, federal funding for childhood cancer research has dwindled, decreasing the number of clinical trials and slowing progress towards a cure. According to Dr. Riemann, this has hindered research.
The answer to the cancer problem from the standpoint of cause is in the very science, which we unfortunately are having greater and greater difficulty accessing because of funding shortages.
The Strike 3 Foundation hopes to raise $100,000 in its first year for ongoing research. Today, Craig's sister Leslie is a 15-year cancer survivor as a result of increased research and development in pediatric oncology treatment. Craig hopes her story will continue to inspire others as it did him.
You know, obviously it takes something like that to, you know, it's kind of cliche to say that it puts things into perspective, but it's true. My parents had kind of sheltered me from understanding what was going on. But once I kind of fully understand the depth of her situation, you know, I kind of decided that at some point I would need to do something to give back or to raise some kind of awareness.
In November, the Strike 3 Foundation will host its first fundraiser in Craig's home state of Connecticut. But you can get involved today. Visit strike3foundation.org to learn more about Craig's story and find out how you can donate to pediatric cancer research. This has been another Twins on the Town community update, the heart of Twins territory. Much more still to come. Stick around. You're tuned to the pregame lineup card and the Twins Radio Network.